Iraq's UN ambassador had a chance to rebut Secretary Powell's presentation today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that he reiterated Baghdad's view of the inspections process.
At the end of today's Security Council meeting, Iraqi Ambassador Mohammed al-Dori took the floor, dismissing U.S. allegations as utterly untrue. He cited the intercepted telephone conversations, which Iraqi officials say could have been fabricated by any third-rate intelligence outfit. Powell said the tape showed Iraqis deceiving weapons inspectors. Al-Dori told the council through an interpreter not to believe him.
There are incorrect allegations, unnamed sources, unknown sources. There are assumptions and presumptions which all fall in line with the American policy towards one known objective.
The objective, the Iraqi ambassador said, was to sell to the world the idea of war and aggression against Iraq. In Baghdad, a top advisor to Saddam Hussein, Amir al-Sadi, disputed the satellite evidence as well and even accused the U.S. of violating Resolution 1441 by not providing all of its intelligence to U.N. inspectors. At the U.N., al-Dori said the U.S. could have spared the council its time, and he repeated Saddam Hussein's claims that Iraq has no links to al-Qaeda and no weapons of mass destruction.
Programs for weapons of mass destructions are not like an aspirin pill, easily hidden. They require huge production facilities, starting from research and development facilities to factories to weaponization, then deployment. Such things cannot be concealed. Inspectors have crisscrossed all of Iraq and have found none of that.
As he left the council today, the Iraqi ambassador said he doesn't think Powell succeeded because, as al-Dori pointed out, several council members still spoke of the need for continued inspections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.